love how the digital age has made information so easily accessible. Now I can keep learning from the comfort of my own home, whether it's for academics or my personal hobbies. With Globe Prepaid's GoPlus 99 Go Learn, you can now continue your Project Loving Myself journey with more ease. With 99 pesos, you can have 16 GB of data that you can use to access educational sites such as YouTube Learning, Udemy, Google Suite, Educacion, and Canva. And on top of that, you get unlimited text to all networks. GoPlus 99 with GoLearn. You get a total of 16 GB of data. That's 8 GB to browse sites for what you need and 8 GB of data for apps that you love. You also get unlimited text to all networks, valid for 7 days. To register, grab your mobile phones now and head on to the Globe One app, GCash, or dial *143# on your phone. Break free and take charge of your life when you keep learning with Globe Prepaid.
Podcast Network Asia.
Project Loving Myself Podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sometimes we forget how easy it is to ask. We are so focused on doing everything ourselves. I know I'm guilty of that. And perhaps, you know, we need to prove that we can do it. Or maybe we are just so used to having to do things on our own. But the entire universe does conspire to help us when we ask for help.
You're listening to Project Loving Myself Podcast, a well-being podcast that shares stories of self-love, mental fortitude, and self-discovery. Hosted by life designer and well-being coach, Sanaya Gurnamal.
Hi, I'm Sanaya Gurnamal, and this is the Project Loving Myself podcast. Join me each week as we navigate through aha moments, new ideas, and flashes of insight from candid conversations that inspire you to get started on your own project of loving yourself. Because the most important relationship you will ever have is the relationship that you have with yourself. You matter.
This is Project Loving Myself.
Hello, beautiful. This is me, Sanaya, coming to you for another special healing episode. I have 4 of these solo episodes this season, episodes 6, 12, 18, and 24. And each episode is something that I've created specifically for all of you. If this is your first time joining me on the Project Loving Myself podcast, then thank you for listening in. If this is your thing, then join me on this adventure of self-love and well-being by hitting the subscribe button and catch a new episode with me out every Monday. Each week, I bring on a guest who shares with us their Project Loving Myself journey, inspiring us with new ideas and lessons learned from their personal experiences. And every 6 episodes, I drop off one of my own episodes of healing and renewal. This week, we will be working on claiming the gifts that we are freely given by our ancestors. We are each blessed with a genetic line of individuals that have mastered certain abilities, strengths, and virtues. Since we are all connected to our ancestors through our genes, this allows us to receive from them the gift of mastery over a particular set of skills and traits. By connecting with our ancestors, we honor them. We bring in a flow of love, support, and guidance from them. Now, if you caught episode 11 from last week, my guest Usha gave us the lowdown on transgenerational trauma, focusing on how important it is to relieve ourselves of our ancestral burdens and traumas that are held in our family system. We call that our karmic baggage. Taking things a step further from last week, we focus this week on all the positive things that our ancestors have bequeathed us with. We will do a healing meditation that takes us to the ancestor that has a specific skill, virtue, or even talent that we might want to embody or have in our life. For example, if you want to be an artist, you can choose to visit with an ancestor that was artistically gifted and receive from them their talent. If you want to be wealthy, you can connect with an ancestor that was particularly good with making money and creating wealth. If you want to be a better speaker, find an ancestor that was a great orator. Think of any skill or ability that you would like to have in your life, and in this meditation, we will journey together to an ancestor who can help you with that by giving you what they have acquired or mastered through their life experiences. Our DNA, our genetic pool, is a treasure trove of gifts that are available for the picking. We are so loved by our ancestors. They are rooting for us, watching out for us from above, but they aren't allowed to interfere in our lives without our permission. Only when we ask shall we receive. In the Bible, Matthew chapter 7-8, it says, "Ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." Sometimes we forget how easy it is to ask. We are so focused on doing everything ourselves. I know I'm guilty of that. And perhaps, you know, we need to prove that we can do it. Or maybe we are just so used to having to do things on our own. But the entire universe does conspire to help us when we ask for help. You might wonder, well, why is that help not so freely given to us? Why do we even have to ask? Well, that's because we are all born with the sacred attribute of free will. Everything is our choice, and therefore nothing will get done for us until we choose it, ask for it, or intend for it. Our freedom to choose is so respected in the natural order of our world that if we choose to suffer or be miserable, or to be sick, then the universe allows us to have that experience for as long as we keep choosing it. And I'm not saying that we are consciously choosing our suffering, our pain, our trauma, but yes, subconsciously, whatever we are experiencing, we are in fact choosing it. It is by our design, which is why you've probably heard me say over and over again, live life by design. By experiencing the things that we are in our life, we are in fact choosing those very circumstances and situations in our life. If we don't choose it, then we would be walking away, making a different choice, or experiencing something entirely different. What we experience is exactly what we have chosen. Often we make choices that echo the circumstances and situations that our ancestors have lived through. That tendency, pattern, propensity is in our very DNA. We are likely to follow in their footsteps, which is what last week's episode was all about. We're going to be right back after this short break. The fun thing about this whole online setup is that we get to meet new people and learn new things all from the comfort of our home. Learning new things with Globe Prepaid's Go+99 is as easy as scrolling through your social media. With just 99 pesos, you can now access YouTube Learning, Google Suite, Canva, and other educational sites for 7 days. Go+99 with GoLearn, and you get a total of 16 GB of data. That's 8 GB to browse sites for what you need and 8 GB of data for apps that you love. You also get unlimited texts to all networks valid for 7 days. To register, grab your mobile phones now and head on to the Globe One app, GCash, or just dial *143# on your phone. With Globe Prepaid, learning is easier, stress-free, and better.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
But by choosing instead to receive their gifts, celebrating their achievements, mastery, and positive attributes, we are honoring the very best of what is in our DNA instead of being held back by our karmic baggage. So are you with me? Shall we embark on this healing expedition together? Let's go ahead and get started. Find yourself in a comfortable space. It should be quiet, private, and cleared of stuff. If you are surrounded by things, especially mess, then this will make it more difficult for you to get into a state of meditation. The cleaner, more zen, less distracting your space, the deeper you will go into a meditative state. It is helpful to put headphones on, as this will help you deepen the state of meditation and drown out the world around you. If you have any crystals, place them next to you or around you to help you go even deeper. Crystals have a naturally high vibratory state, which helps to take you into your quiet space. Candles and aromatherapy, incense sticks, essential oils, all of these tools help to instill that sense of peace and calm that lets you get in touch with the subconscious space, with your subconscious mind. So take a few moments to set yourself up. Hit the pause button to give yourself as much time as you need to get ready. Now that you're ready, let's begin. Take a deep breath in as you close your eyes. Breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. In and out, in and out. I want you to imagine energy coming up through the bottom of your feet from Mother Earth, and that energy travels up through your body, coming up through each and every one of your chakras, your energy centers, and making its way up and out through the top of your head, making a beautiful ball of light. Imagine yourself, a little miniature version of yourself, in that ball of light, and notice what color that ball of light is. That ball of light now goes up, 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 and out into the universe. But you're actually going beyond the universe. Through layers of light, dark, light, dark, light. And as you go through these layers of light, you see a beautiful golden light. Perhaps you might see other beings here, angels, masters. This is a space of plenty of love. But we're actually going to go beyond the space, higher and higher, until you reach a pearly, iridescent, bluish white light. And you're going to go into this light, until everything around you is light, and you are so safe and so comfortable, and you feel so, so loved. Take a deep breath in and relax. Now go ahead and we're going to put an intention out into the universe. You may want to repeat after me silently in your mind. It is requested to meet with an ancestor that has a gift for me, a trait, a virtue, a skill, a talent, something that would be very useful to me in my life right now, something that will help me to move forward in the easiest and best of ways. Thank you. It is done. It is done. It is done. Take another deep breath in. Now, I want you to imagine that you're standing right in front of a tunnel. The entrance to this tunnel is brightly lit, and you feel so safe, so comfortable venturing in. As you take your first steps into this tunnel, you become aware of stepping beyond present time into a space where time is suspended. You are now transcending all space and time to a place where there is no time, there is no space. And after what might be a short time, or a long time, or no time at all, you see yourself getting closer to a source of bright light at the end of the tunnel. You realize that you are finally getting somewhere. You are reaching a very special place. And now at last, you step out of the tunnel and you see before you a figure tending to a small fire of fragrant wood that crackles every now and then, sending out sparks of green and gold. Go ahead, you approach the fire and you realize that this figure is your ancestor. He or she has been expecting you. Approach the fire and greet this person. Notice what he or she looks like. Clothes, hair, face. Take a look and make mental notes. Is your ancestor old or young? Tall or short? Listen carefully while your ancestor tells you who she or he is and the role played in your spiritual development. Your ancestor has a special gift for you today. Sit by the fire with this person and receive this gift, which may come in the form of words, thoughts, or an object that is placed in your hands. Thank your ancestor for this gift. And if you have any questions, ask now. Take your time. Now, when it becomes clear that the conversation is drawing to a close, go ahead and thank your ancestor for this very special gift. You now take leave of your ancestor in the way that feels most appropriate to you. Then walk back through that tunnel, bearing your gift into the world of time, back into your present life. But we're not done yet. We're going to do a little bit more of meditation before we come back. Take another deep breath in, breathing in, expressing your gratitude for this gift that you have received, and breathing out, honoring your ancestors for being part of your life experience. Enjoying the breath going in and going out. Now repeat after me silently in your mind. Breathing in, I become mindful of my heart beating. sending blood and new oxygen to every part of my body. Breathing out, I acknowledge this life flowing inside of me. Aware of heart beating, grateful for the life flowing through me. Breathing in, I feel my breath bringing life to every cell of my body. Breathing out, I feel my breath deepening my awareness of being alive. With each breath in, bringing life to every cell. With each breath out, deepening my being alive. Breathing in, I know that my heart beating is also the heart of my ancestors, with all their dreams, joy, happiness, strength, and courage. Breathing out, I am determined to continue to nourish this heart for them and for me. My heart, the heart of my ancestors, determined to continue their joy, courage, and strength. Breathing in, I am aware of the very many hearts that are part of my ancestry. Breathing out, I bow to this life flowing all around me.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Aware of the very many hearts around me, smiling to life flowing all around me. Breathing in, I am aware that all these hearts are the hearts of my many ancestors, with their joy, with their dreams, with their love. And breathing out, I am determined to learn to embrace, accept, and love all the people around me. Hearts around, the hearts of many ancestors. Determined to embrace, to accept, and to love. Breathing in, I am aware of the heart of the earth, under and all around me. Beating in the trees, rocks, grass, water, and birds. Breathing out, I take refuge in the heart of the earth, in her love, strength, forbearance, and creativity, always bringing forth new life. I am aware of the heart of the earth. I take refuge in the earth. Thank you. Namaste. Now let's take another deep breath in and relax. And when you are ready, very gently, very slowly, go ahead and open your eyes. Wiggle your fingers. Wiggle your toes, take a minute to unravel your body from your sitting position. Make sure you are very calmly and in a relaxed manner, shifting your weight around, getting up without any sudden movements. Feel free to get a drink of water. Now, at this time, you may want to journal about your experience. Feel free to pause and do that, or do it right after we end the episode. You may also want to post your thoughts and experiences on Instagram or Facebook. And don't forget to tag at Project Loving Myself Podcast. I would love to hear about your experience with today's healing meditation. I hope you enjoyed this meditation of connecting with your ancestors and retrieving one of the many gifts that your ancestors have for you. You may repeat this meditation whenever you feel compelled to get more support and love from your ancestors. They love helping you, and they proudly share what they have learned with you and the generations to come. Thank you for joining me this week on this healing adventure on Project Loving Myself, brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. If you enjoyed this experience, do check out my Wellbeing Center on at The Third Eye Wellness on Facebook and Instagram, or visit the website at www.thirdeyeonline.com. You are loved.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.